do lighten up. Sing something with a little bounce in it.
It's a small world after all.
No! No! Anything but that.
Hello, Disney enthusiasts and aficionados. This is Nathan S., resident ghost hunter, doom buggy driver, and Disney tag-along. For those of you who didn't hear my last report on what it's like for a Disney fan to live with a Disney fan addict, this is a chance for me to give a little insight on how those of us who like Disney deal with the everyday Disney invasion that those of you who love Disney live for. It's all in good fun, and I try to wrap it up in a few minutes that I call Living with Disney. Well, it's the ghost hunting silly season. Halloween is just around the bend and everyone's thinking spooky. Disney parks are draped in black and orange, and my schedule's booked up tighter than Cinderella's slipper on a chubby stepsister. So, with little extra time, I was trying to think of something I could talk about that was so common among everyone with even the slightest Disney experience that I would have no trouble finding examples. It wasn't hard to find a topic. It dropped into my lap on a weekend trip with my girlfriend Chrissy. As we checked into our room, she said, "Doesn't the layout remind you of our room at Disney World?" That was it. I knew this month we'd be talking about comparing everything with Disney. That weekend trip wasn't the first time that this happened, of course, but it was truly enlightening. We went to Howl Caverns in New York for a few days away, and that's when I heard it. "This room reminds me of Disney. These beds aren't as comfortable as the ones at Riverside. The crew here is so helpful, they remind me of the cast members at the Contemporary. That snack bar sure could learn a thing or two from the ones at Epcot." How often do I hear these Disney comparisons? I even heard them at Disney World. I remember sitting by the pool at Port Orleans with a British family who were spending 12 days at the park as they regaled me with stories of their world travels and why now they only come to Disney on holiday. It went something like this. "A few years ago, we decided to go to the south of France, but it was just so dirty, so dirty. It made us miss Disney. You would have thought we learned our lesson a few years before that. We went to Spain, but it was just so dirty. You never get that at Disney. Oh, and don't even get us started about Turkey. Just dirty." Here at home, it's not just vacations that are compared to everything Disney. If we're going to buy wrapping paper, it's got to be Disney wrapping paper. I guess it cuts better. I don't know. But we have it. Disney eggs? Okay, we have Disney eggs now. They're good, but Chrissy makes a point that she gets first pick of which characters stamped on which eggs she's going to eat. I did mention we're all adults in this house, right? Going out to dinner is a whole other ordeal. Besides every restaurant we go to being compared to Disney dining, I don't think I'll ever stop hearing about how wonderful the South African lobster tail was that she got at the Living Seas, and how no other lobster will ever live up to it again. This, however, does not seem to stop her from ordering the lobster whenever possible to try and find its equal. And even though we never miss a chance to see a fireworks display, you can imagine the comparison there. Either they're almost as good as Disney, or not even close. At the office, my friend and co-worker Jennifer has her desk decorated with everything Disney, even a Mickey lamp that says goodnight to us when we leave at the end of the day. It's fun, but sometimes it leaves me with a feeling of no escape. She's a former Disney cast member herself, so everything she does has a bit of a Disney edge. Every day, I listen to the difference between what it's like to work in our office compared to the Disney parks. Maybe it's because I've only had 3 trips to Disney World that I haven't been infected with the Disney fever yet. But if it's contagious, I'm sure it will get me eventually. Maybe I'm already infected. Every day this week, I found myself wondering, what would I be doing right now if I were in Disney? That could be because Chrissy and I were comparing our favorite Disney decorations. I admitted that I like the Halloween decor the best, where she's more of a classic Disney fan. Oh no, I'm infected. It's like zombies, but without all the biting. By the way, I pulled out my Halloween decorations for the house today. My glow-in-the-dark ghosts have Mickey ears now. I'm not sure how that happened, but I don't think it'll take too much investigation to find out who the culprit is who adorned them. As always, you can find me on the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show at www.ghostanddemon.com. My best to you all. And until next time, have a safe and happy Halloween, and keep living Disney.